Okay. Oh my gosh. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Positivity Conversation show number 3. We have Miss Susan on today. And as always, we won't keep you all long at all. 10 to 15 minutes max is my promise. I just want to make sure that we're bringing some additional positivity to the world. I want to make sure that we're out here doing some thought-provoking questions. And so I'm wanting to get her insight. I'm wanting to get her mindset, and I'm really hoping that it kind of makes you think as well. I do believe that one positivity conversation can truthfully change the world, one talk at a time. So without further ado, hi, Miss Susan.
Good morning.
I know, right? Good morning. And I know, happy holidays. Let me get this. Okay, there it is. Okay, so Susan, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started with the very first question. And it's a little bit dark for me, but I'm going to ask it anyway, okay? So, in your opinion, do you believe that we have to suffer in order to grow?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Otherwise, what is there to grow from?
Okay. Is there any particular reason other than growth that you believe that someone would have to suffer?
Well, it has a lot to do with your outlook on life. And okay. If you don't have the bad, how can you appreciate the good?
Okay. I know the first couple of people, actually the guy, Jay Sean, I just interviewed him as well. He actually shares that with you. And like I told him, I completely respect it. I can understand it. I completely respect it. I was listening to a YouTube video and I cannot even think who was being interviewed at the time, but he made the comment that we have to suffer and suffering is needed and it's necessary in order to grow. And I must be honest with you, Susan, it really disturbed me when he said it. And it could have been the way that he said it that really disturbed me. I didn't know how I felt about it. I believe that, you know, on a certain level, we do have to grow and certain things happen to us in life and that pushes us into a different direction. But I must also say that my personal experience is typically when I'm suffering, it's usually because I'm going into a direction that I probably should not have been going in. You know, like it's been kind of weird for me on that journey. Okay.
Well, one thing that I've noticed is that that going through the suffering brings you a lot closer to God.
Okay. Now that's a different aspect on it, actually. That's a different aspect. Okay. So let's lighten the mood up just a little bit. What activities help you feel most like yourself?
Giving back, serving others, anything that I do that serves others. I work at a food pantry.
I know, I saw that, and I'm so jealous.
We give out in between 400 and 600 food boxes every month.
Oh my gosh.
It's a madhouse, but it is so good for my heart and for my, how I feel about my confidence, how I feel about myself, because you not only are giving out the food to people, but you're giving them, you give them hope and you give them inspiration while you're doing it.
Yeah.
You visit with them and you make them feel better about life while you're doing it. That's the part I like.
I love that. Oh, I love that. We've been talking about it for the longest that we were going to go down to like a soup kitchen or something and kind of help out, like at least around the holidays. And I'm like, we're yet to do it. And I really don't know why I haven't had that additional motivation or push to actually get me down there. I'm going to have to do some deep searching on that. Because I want to do that.
Well, let me tell you, doing that kind of thing, it brings you, it grounds you, it brings you back to earth. It shows you that there are worse places in your life that you could be.
Yeah.
And some of these people have mental illnesses. Some of them haven't eaten in 3 or 4 days. They're alone out there, sleeping under bushes and under overpasses and wherever they can find. Some of them are out in the open and you have to give them a sleeping bag or a tent if we have it, and to keep them out of the elements. And there are people out there that freeze to death.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Now,
some of these people don't have their family. Some of them don't have their family. My son was one who, he's a paranoid schizophrenic, and he was homeless more of his life than he wasn't. And it took me a long time to find him.
Now with the pantry, now do you do that just around the holidays or is this a all year long thing?
I've been working there for over a year now and I work there 4 days a week.
Okay. Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. Well, I think I'm going to know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. So what is your philosophy? What is your motto on living life?
Well, that's a hard one.
Really? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
it's a hard one because I suffer from a lot of depression and okay. I've been going through a lot in my life and a lot of changes. My husband abandoned me by the side of the road a couple of years ago and I'm changing my life. So his abuse, his emotional abuse, what it did to me was it took away everything that I was and I'm trying to rebuild myself. So I think that maybe that might be my philosophy, is rebuilding oneself at this point in my life.
That just gave me the chill, Susan. Like that did. Like it really did. Cause I've started this positivity journey last year, and it's been crazy enough. I've been talking about it on every episode, but I started it last year, and I started meditating about 3 or 4 months ago, and I have never known myself internally the way that I do now. And this entire journey, it's been eye-opening of who I am and my life's mission and what I'm here for and my limits and the limits that I don't have. And it's been all around that, actually. Not just building me personally, but building a community and building life around me and allowing it to just kind of dip and flow into whatever way that it sees fit, whatever the universe has for me. It's been flowing along just that journey. So that really gave me the chills. That really gave me I love that answer. Rebuilding yourself. Okay, I like that philosophy. Okay. So what's your favorite thing about yourself?
My favorite thing about myself and the hardest thing about myself to have in my life is my extremely tender heart. I have what my therapist calls an innocent heart. And so I look at life through like childlike eyes because of my innocent heart. But also when people do things that hurt me, it also affects me like a child, childlike, where, you know, I hide and I'm depressed and it hurts and I cry and, you know, just like a child would. But what's amazing about that is that I get to share this heart with everyone that I meet. Mm-hmm. And that's my gift to the world is my heart. And I can help people with my heart. And that's my goal and my plan. And that's why I wrote my book.
Okay. And what's the name of your book?
It's called Pain Has No Boundaries. And it's coming out February 1st.
I'm interested. I really am interested.
It's a book of pain. It is a book of poetry on the subject of childhood sexual abuse. I'm a survivor myself.
Okay.
And so these poems go through like the childhood stuff, the pain, the anger, the giving up, the hopelessness, the love, the finding hope again, the finding God again, change, you know, all of that through therapy. I wrote it while I was in therapy.
Okay.
And so I my hope for this book is that it helps people deal with their pain. It helps them get the pain out of their heart so that they too can start to grow.
That's amazing. I commend you for that. And even just sharing your story and even having the guts to actually write about it and then produce it and give it to the world. That's definitely commendable on so many different levels.
I wrote these poems when I was in my 20s while I was in therapy, and I've been holding on to them all this time because I didn't know how to publish my book, and it's finally coming out, and I'm 56.
Wow.
I was not ready up here for the book until now.
Okay. I like that. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. That's actually kind of branching off into the very last question. So that was a great segue, by the way. Okay, but my last question for you, and it's really to make people think, and it's actually the basis of me wanting to start this whole conversation sessions portion. I've been doing the interviews. I've had the Facebook page out there for, like I said, a little over a year now. But this journey has taught me, oh my gosh, Susan, I cannot express it enough. It has taught me so much that it's been blowing my mind. And this one particular question here, it gave me an opportunity to figure out how I define life. And so my question for you is, how do you define happiness? How do you define success?
Happiness and success to me has everything to do with what I can do for everybody else. Okay. It has nothing to do with what I can acquire. It has nothing to do with how much money's in the bank. It has nothing to do with how many friends I have. It has to do with my impact on everybody else.
Yeah. I love that. It sounds like Lisa Nichols. I was listening to her earlier this week, actually, and she made the comment that I like me. And so if you like me on Facebook, that's a bonus. Like, that's it. Like, I love me. I love every aspect about me, everything about me. And if you love me or like me, that's just a bonus. Merely.
I like that a lot. I like that.
I love that because you have to be able to be comfortable with who you are, and which kind of goes back to the question and defining happiness. And I know my personal story, like I was like the average person, purchasing and wanting more and more and more and more. And the more I purchased and the more I got, the more I got stature or status. And I thought that was going to make me happy. It really does. It's not about that. But you do those things because that's what the world tells you is happiness. That's what the world is saying, yes. Is this is what's going to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. But it doesn't last when it's not unique or authentic. And when you're able to tap into something that's more, I'm going to stick with the word authentic, to you and who you are and what you love and what you like, happiness and success can then be defined on your own terms. And so again, and I just learned that, mind you, 3 months ago with the meditation starting. Like, I literally just learned that. Like, for the very first time this year in 30 years, I was able to be happy, genuinely happy for someone else's success. Now, that was a milestone for me, being genuinely happy for somebody else without expecting anything in return, just being happy for them. But I was able to do that because of my internal happiness. So,
that's awesome. I love that.
I love it. I love it. Well, Susan, I freaking love this talk. I actually love talking to you. Like, I like this.
I like this too. This is awesome.
This is so cool. That's what I really do love, these simple chats. Something quick, straight to the point. And again, just thought provoking. Because again, what you just stated to me, your story, your reason for happiness, or your reason even behind the book, I had no idea. I didn't know any of that. And so Well, thank you. I really do thank you for this chat, this conversation.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to the book. So you let me know once it comes out. Now, you as well as Levi Fox, I think his book is coming out in January. And I know his is a must read as well. So now I have yours to add to my list to make sure that I read before, at least when they first come out. So make sure you let me know.
Oh, it'll be all over Facebook.
Gotcha. Well, I will definitely be there to support. So, well, until our next chat, our next conversation, take care.
You as well.
Thank you, and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.